flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg, our second Saturday. We back. Got you Saturday and Sunday. Now, thank you for staying with us. It is a kind of chilly Saturday morning, but it's going to warm up nicely.
New month.
You got... Oh, yeah, that's true. It is. Well,
new month, man.
It's my sister's birthday. But let me do this first.
Okay.
Good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
And a good morning to all y'all out in Canton.
Okay, now.
Yeah.
They all are going to be watching for the groundhog tomorrow.
I have a...
With the temperatures we have, man. With the groundhog.
Listen, and my...
It's going to be a little warm for them.
I wonder if there's a record that's been kept. I'm sure there is. On, you know, like bookies. You know, yeah. What's his... You know, win-loss schedule like.
Yeah.
What's the groundhog's percentage?
That's a great
prediction. Prediction percentage.
And which one now? Because you got the northern groundhog, you got the southern groundhog.
Oh, we don't count the southern one.
Why not? We live here. That's where we live.
I'm just telling you, they don't talk. I don't even know the dude. It was a General Lee?
Yeah, see, okay. That you knew his name.
Well, it's only because I'm here, but everybody knows right. Punk's Tiny Phil forever.
But I mean, we got our own groundhog.
You don't have winter down here. That's why it don't matter as much.
We have had winter.
You have had it, but it ain't right. Traditional winter. You're not waiting for 5 feet of snow to get melted.
No, but we got.
You got a little bit of something, but
no, we
get
a little bit
reason.
Of something. We got a lot of. We got pipes. We got old faithful. We got old faithful down the street.
That's true.
Because of the winter that we've had.
But you ain't gonna win this one because you know the South. Because the South don't have it like the North does.
We had it this time.
Okay, that's
so
this
I
one
see
year.
We'll see what the groundhog does, man.
Well, I like to see its percentage.
Yeah.
When it's winning
we'll
percentage.
What its batting average is.
Yeah, man. Yeah. On this first day of February, do you have somebody in your life or had somebody in your life that you chose to call a sister or brother because of whatever the reason you didn't have one close by? And like I had a little sister.
Yeah.
I'm the youngest in my family, but I chose... And this girl who, when we moved into where we moved into in Oak Park, she was literally 2 months old.
Okay.
And my sister was, you know, a decade older than me, and she'd already moved out of the house.
Okay.
So I didn't have no, you know, we just, you know, kind of came up together. And so as we got, I didn't call her that then, but as we've gotten older, like I keep up with the people in my neighborhood.
Okay.
That's a rarity these days.
Yeah.
The people on my block that I grew up with. There's probably 4 families, the kids, I still reach out to throughout the course of a year.
Okay.
So I'm closer to those. Okay. And then there's still the dudes I went to high school with and a couple blocks over and all of that. But she was like my little sister. And I've called her that now when we talk. She's making some big money up in Chicago.
Well, there you go. You
and
like
her married,
that?
And you know where she lives? She lives in Wrigleyville.
Really?
They got one of them brownstones in Wrigleyville.
Right, okay.
So you know they got
okay.
some.
Ka-ching. Yeah, they're doing pretty well. They're doing that.
But happy birthday to my baby sister, Paula.
Is it today or is it this month?
It's today.
Okay.
I got another birthday. Now, this is my cousin's or my nephew's son. Mm-hmm. And there's a party going on today for him.
Okay.
He's 2 years old.
Oh, wow.
And his name is Weston. So I'll give him a proper shout. I don't want to put him on Paula. But anyway, I wanted to ask you that question.
Okay.
How, and think about things other than the obvious. How was your week, Mr. Crenshaw?
Just a mixed bag. Just a mixed bag emotionally. You see, there are things that make you smile and things that just make you shake your head and wonder and things that that obviously made it sad. We always, when we come on, we always thank, you know, first responders and people who do what they have to do. And today we come on, we definitely think about the first responders up in the D.C. area who had an awful task to have to go and deal with the Potomac River frigid conditions. That river had been frozen for over a week. And now you got ice chips around you. You got to go in there where if anybody survived the impact, is their survival in that water wasn't going to be very long.
No, you're right. In fact, now that you're bringing that up, let's just do this. Noel, please.
It's time for Sam and Greg's Story of the Week.
Could be sports.
Grapefruit League activity.
Could be news.
Could be entertainment.
This is our first time on the VMAs.
It could be, well, anything.
You know what I'm saying?
Sam and Greg's Story of the Week on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Here's Sam and Greg.
I just thought this was appropriate because we're going to be talking about this. And I actually have something else because I knew we would both be talking about this mm-hmm. as my Story of the Week, which I'll get to in a second. But this is my takeaway from what happened this past week. I can't remember a time in my entire life, Sam, where I have seen, and you know how I like to say every once in a while Mother Nature shows you who's running things?
Mm-hmm.
In the same week, we had two unfortunate human tragedies as a concert was going on to raise money for Mother Nature and this fire that took place out in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
That happened in the same week. I have never thought, because, I mean, you hear about these plane crashes, and then you kind of check in every couple days about how things are going. What's the recovery effort look like?
Well, here's the thing, though. We don't hear about the plane crashes. We hadn't had one with that many.
But when we do hear from
country, and I think since 2009, it's been remarkable. And I think it shows how much we kind of take for granted. Because think about all our sports. We count on those teams getting their own time. We count on them being arriving. You know, we so much we take for granted. And so it's a sobering reminder also. We saw Nancy Kerrigan and her reaction.
Oh, please.
Because the members of the – we got potential future Olympians.
No, you're
that were lost in this
– You're this absolutely sport. Right. And my thing about that is – and, man – I was telling Noel this earlier. I haven't seen Nancy Kerrigan in 30 years on TV, and she was doing, unfortunately, the same thing the other day that she was doing the last time I saw her on TV.
Last time I saw her, she was here in town. She was here in town.
Well, I've never met her and like that, but it was, you know, she was emotional back when, and then I saw her again. But this thing that happened this past week, and by the way, you actually brought up when you questioned that or assumed that about sports teams. That was like a thing from Seinfeld. They made a thing about that where they wondered why, after all these years, or how there hasn't been a trade. I mean, not just professional teams, college teams.
It reminded me of that.
I think Marshall, right? Other than this tragedy.
Marshall and Wichita State. Wichita State had half of their football team. And as a result, they dissolved the football program at Wichita State. They don't play football anymore.
So anyway, that was my takeaway, that had all of this happening under, you know, within the same calendar week. And again, what I was saying earlier is that when there has been a crash, unfortunately, we check back in over the next few days to get updates on what they found, what they learned from it, you know,
the black box.
Recovery act. Well, and then is it a recovery, you know, are there going to be any lives?
Yeah.
All of that information you get out. And so we were just getting information about the first one, and then boom, the second one happens. You know, just I couldn't believe it. You know, and then you sit and watch these things. And the other part about this is, with everyone, we are getting more firsthand footage that we never saw before.
Because we got cameras.
We got cameras everywhere, right?
Cameras are everywhere, right? And with the one in Philadelphia, we figured want to figure out what happened with that one. If it's something that happened, something amiss with the, you know, with the aircraft or some type of pilot error. But we know it was because of a collision, you know, and the one over Washington, which is really, really a double tragedy when you think military chopper was involved with it.
Right.
So, you know, that's the other thing. But like I said, the sad part is me that those all of the people that were lost there, but especially those potential future Olympians. From Boston, that were training, and possibly next year.
I was just going to say next year is the Winter Olympics.
Winter Olympics, right? You know,
so. Where are they, by the way? We bring it up, and I will look and find out where it is, but I couldn't remember where the next one is. Anyway, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. So because of that, and I knew we would address that, I wanted to come up with something else for my story of the week.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you what it is, but I'm going to let somebody else do the deep dive into it. We'll do that during casting call. But my other story of the week is I have never in my lifetime seen, and I realize the league has only been around a minute, but so much coverage for women's basketball in the trades that took place this last week.
Oh, it's their free agency time.
Oh, my goodness.
And the reason why is, you know, they a lot of them are signing one-year contracts because the next year the money's going to kick in.
Yep.
So I mean, you got some things, but we got a tremendous opportunity here in Atlanta. Something that just came out of the blue. I think it's going to be.
I thought it was unique because when it happened, we got the news, and then we had to wait a little bit because it wasn't official, you know. But everybody had been, you know, folks had been reporting it. But yeah, Brittany Griner coming. But here's what we're going to do. I could talk about that, but why when I have an expert on the other side of the glass?
We do that.
So we're going to during casting call. Let Noel walk you through the ins and outs, and like you said, the money's coming next year, as to what we witnessed this past week.
There was another acquisition
and what's around
this
the
week
corner
too, as well. I think they came from Connecticut Sun. So we stacking up here. You figure someone of Brittany Griner's level, she's not going to come in unless she feels like she got a chance to win.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? She's at the stage of career, and what she's always been associated with winning out in Phoenix. She ain't coming there unless she feels like the necessary pieces are here for them to get to the top. And also, I think because there's more interest in the East than out West. I mean, out West, you got Las Vegas. I think Kelsey Plum is going over to the Sparks.
She is,
so that's going to be some interest not there with L.A. But the action is over here in the East, man. You know, you got New York, you got Chicago, and obviously you got Indiana. I just think, you know, and she's going to get a chance to play against those teams more frequently than if she was out West.
And you know what's funny? Something happened I thought you were going to give me a little bit of a time about, but because I don't have a problem with it. And I don't know why I don't have a problem with it, but I don't have a problem with it. But it came out last week that Caitlin and the Fever, along with our girl from Angel and the Sky, are going to play a game. Not together. They're going to play in other teams, but those two teams will be playing somebody in Brazil.
Okay. Okay.
They'll be playing a game in Brazil. Yeah. Now, you know how I feel about the NFL going to Mexico City and all. But for whatever reason, I don't have a problem with this. I don't think the WNBA is going to expand to Brazil.
Yeah.
But they're going to go down there and take these two ladies and show them what they got. Because, you know, Diana Taurasi has exited stage left. Although I've been hearing they're trying to bring – she might come back.
Really?
Well, you know, that's just – conversation I've heard.
The other big news for them, obviously, is that there's a bid for a team in Nashville. Why it has taken so long for a team in Tennessee, I have no idea.
Either
they're going to call it the Tennessee Summit because of all the players that had come out of Tennessee that were playing in the league. Mm-hmm. I never understood why that didn't happen. And now I'm excited because it will give Atlanta a regional rival because we don't have one.
You're right.
Unless they bring back Revive the Charlotte team, which I hope they will do that at some point, too.
And the people behind it made it happen.
Yep.
You heard who was behind it.
Oh, yeah. Now.
Candace Parker and Peyton Manning. Mm-hmm. You get them two in a room. We want a team here. Okay, whatever you say. They got the deep pockets and get the investors.
Should have been there years ago.
Yeah.
We'll see.
We got coming up here a very – this is a unique situation that we get him, and only because we're starting at 7 o'clock. We'll be here till 10 o'clock. D. Orlando Ledbetter.
Yep.
Going to be joining us coming up in the next segment.
I wonder if he got some Reese's Pieces for us. I say that because Reese's, they're the sponsor of the senior.
Right, but he never carried him back.
Why not?
Well, you ask him that.
Well, ask
How come
him.
You didn't bring me none back?
Bring.
All right, we got that coming up. Terrell Thomas getting the set. And he's going to crow. Oh, he's going to crow when he gets on here. He's going to talk about the Hawks. He's going to talk a little NBA. But Terrell is from Philly.
Yeah.
And so he will be.
After we check with him, make sure that none of his family folk
exactly.
were around with his plane went down last night.
But he will be talking about his Eagles heading to the Super Bowl. So we're also going to be talking about that a little bit. And then Jason Longshore. We'll be joining us.
Mm-hmm.
Got some news this week.
Miggy is back in town. He's true. It really is. I mean, they people were out at the airport to greet.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Miguel Almiron. It's a deal.
All right. Well, we're going to talk to Jason coming up
and
at 9:20.
It brings a good question. Between the three of us, let's think about this morning and maybe throw it out to our listeners. What athlete has played professionally in Atlanta, left, and come back successfully? It's a short list. We just recently lost one in Charlie Morton.
Okay.
But who else played for a team?
Charlie went to Baltimore, right?
I'm saying he started out here,
right.
Went away and came back and was successful.
Now, let me ask you this. Does this count with front office folks, too?
Oh, we're talking about athletes.
I'm talking about Bobby Cox.
Well, we can get
that. He got that next time around. He was pretty successful.
You know, we can do that.
La Russa was pretty successful too when he came back around. There's some stuff like that, but I get you. We'll keep.
But I'm talking about here in town.
Okay.
I
don't like him anyway. What he did to the White Sox.
We ain't had that many, but some people may think of some.
We will. We're just getting started on this Saturday morning, the first day of February. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Saturday morning, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Take us with you on the Odyssey app.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Take us with you in the Odyssey app. It is Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning, February 1st. And we are still efforting our guests. We still keep his intro music coming, though.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. He probably heard you say that about, Reese's Pieces.
At least he could do is bring us back some.
Okay, he's sitting there going,
I'm sure there were plenty of them down there. You know, it's a big week, and we'll be hoping he gets to join us and talk about what went on this week, what goes on this week during Senior Bowl week in Mobile, Alabama. The players go down there. I mean, for years, it was always revered as a place where senior college players could go and get their first check.
Right.
You know, that's long gone, huh?
Yeah, it is. they still might be some of those getting them for the first time.
Maybe some, but for the most part, most of these guys who are going down there, they've had a little something in their pocket the last 2-3 years. But
to think about? I mean, somebody probably made about $50,000, maybe a little NIL money that senior year, and that's a pretty good check, right?
Yeah.
But then they think about some of these others, and it's like, man. Talk about class envy.
Yeah.
And you're not even supposed to be getting now.
Yeah, right.
But I mean, as a paid athlete yet, but this other little side thing that's going on and we're witnessing, there are people who are feeling lesser because they only got 5 digits as opposed to 6 or 7.
Yeah. Well, you know what? There's that's going to be that because they didn't put up any, to me, they didn't put up any guardrails when they started it as far as the NIL goes. But, you know, you said some schools way back would say, okay, some guys were walking through the parking lot, after games, walk through a certain parking lot and get what they wanted. And
yeah.
So we'll find out more about what the guys got this time along.
Go ahead, bring him up.
Let's bring him on this morning because he's fresh back from wonderful Mobile. And did you bring us any Reese's Pieces back, D. Orlando Ledbetter?
He's been going on about that at D. Led. I don't, you know, but I didn't want none.
It's sponsored by Reese's. Now, I know you brought us some product.
No, you don't worry about it if you didn't. I'm okay.
Yeah, no, I didn't.
Told you.
Yeah, trying to cut down on the sweets there.
Thank you.
Okay.
See, we trying to get, you know, we staying healthy, me and D. Led.
Well, me too.
All right, well, then you should ask for no chocolate.
They're the sponsor.
I get it. All right, we just gave him a little shout. Okay. Now let's move on. Keep our weight down. Happy February, D-Led.
It is February 1st.
Happy February. Black History Month to you, Greg and Sam. Thanks for having me this morning.
Yeah, but actually, this is National Freedom Day.
Really?
You know that?
Well, all right.
No.
This is National Freedom Day. Today was the day that Lincoln signed the 13th Amendment.
Okay.
Well, awesome. Well, we need to keep putting that history out there while people are trying to take it away.
There you go.
We aren't going to do that, D-Led. First of all, thoughts about this week. And how many years have you gone to this? This is an annual trip for you, right?
Yeah, it has been. The pandemic threw it off a little bit. And then the year the Falcons had to coach the East-West Shrine, we went out to Vegas. And then I was teaching, so I wouldn't go for the whole time at UGA. But, yeah, this was the first time in a while I've been able to go and get to all the practices and see a lot of the folks around the league. Arthur Smith was in the building, caught up with him. Scott Pioli, you know, old Falcon people were down there. Mike Mayock was out there and about. So, good trip, good way to stay connected to the information people in the league here.
So at the end of the day, was this business as usual at the Super Bowl and the things that you've covered and how you've covered it like in the past, or is it a little different because of the changing nature of college football?
Yeah, it's a little different, a little bit more research because these guys have been to so many different schools. You know, the Kennard kid from Riverwood, you know, started at Georgia Tech.
Right.
Jared Ivey started at Georgia Tech, went to Ole Miss. Joquavius Marks from Carver, Atlanta, you know, started at Ole Miss and went to USC. So the transfer portal makes it a little bit more, give you a little bit more layers to research on the guys.
Yep. Talk a little bit about Kennard. I remember seeing him in high school out at Riverwood before he went to Tech, and I was always been a little impressed with him. Thoughts about what kind of marks he got down there this week?
Yeah, good marks. Good pass rusher. 30 player, doesn't have the explosiveness for those smaller outside linebackers, but definitely going to get a chance in the league as the former SEC Defensive Player of the Year. Had a great year in South Carolina. So, he definitely helped himself down at the Senior Bowl.
Were there people that weren't there that you were surprised didn't show up? Well, I mean, we knew about the top guys, but were there some that, you know, you thought may have needed this opportunity to show, maybe coming back from an injury or just for whatever reason?
Yeah, I thought Will Howard, but, you know, the Ohio State season was so long. Jack Sawyer could have benefited from Ohio State also, because people want to, they see the big plays. They want to see him against, you know, some of the top tackles in the country. So he would have been good to see, to get a good grade on how high he should go. Jared Wilson from Georgia backed out at the last minute, but I understood why he backed out. He's one of the top centers in the draft. They weren't going to help him too much to be down there, but he should have told the people a little bit sooner than 24 hours before he was going to arrive. Those are some of the people, no real big names. I would like to see the Boise State running back, but same deal. He's going to go high enough to where this wasn't going to help him that much.
You know, he brought up running backs, and I was actually curious as to what you thought about this. Over the last few years, the changing of the conversation about the NFL doesn't utilize the running back the way it has been, but these last few years between Saquon and Derrick Henry and others, the importance of the running back and showing themselves out at these, whether it's the Combine, the Senior Bowl, couldn't be more important, I believe, these days. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, no doubt. That's going to be one of the big stories down at Super Bowl this week, the rebirth of the running back position and its role within the offense as the league has gone to a more passing league with the relaxed rules and so forth. But you don't really have a lot of quarterbacks that can operate it. So teams are going to probably, they're going with the RPOs and the run pass options, more running quarterbacks. All four of the quarterbacks in the final four for the NFL were mobile running quarterbacks. So that helps Jalen Milroe, whose accuracy is his issue. It helps Trevor Etienne, the running back from Florida, Georgia, research guy. Because I always mess him up with his brother Travis. But helped those running backs. He was voted the best running back at the Senior Bowl. So, I compare him with James Cook coming out. Did okay in college, but James Cook, when he got to the pros, he's taken off in Buffalo. Yeah. Maybe Trevor can do the same.
Yeah, go for spending time on the waitfor.com hotline this morning with D. Orlando Ledbetter, just back from Senior Bowl week down in Mobile, Alabama. He is social. You can always find him at D. Orlando AJC at D. Orlando AJC. D-Led, talk about what the players have to learn, because you want to see what they do on the field workouts during the course of the week, but they got to comprehend some things. How much of a playbook do they have to learn, things like that? Because I know that the front office people and the scouts from the NFL teams want to know how well they comprehend things and learn in a week's time.
Yeah, no doubt. What has helped this year, and we should see a better game today. It comes on at 2:30 our time. A lot of basketball on today, too. But they were able to send them the playbooks early, via laptops and, tablets and so forth. So by the time they got to Mobile, they should, at least know where they're supposed to line up at. And so forth, if they did their homework properly. But so they got them the stuff early. It's the first time I heard of that. And so, they should have been able to hit the ground running. And they did look a little bit better early on than I remember in times past. And then that allowed the coaches to do a lot more competitive drills, which is what the pros like to look at, the one-on-one drills, the 7-on-7, so they didn't have to do so much install at practice. They was done before they got there and done in the ballrooms, walking through stuff before they hit the field. So, yeah, it was really organized. Hats off to Coach Mike Kafka from the Giants and Bubba Petrone from Cleveland. These teams look a lot more organized than in years past.
Now, they get compensation for this, right? I used to always hear this was like, they used to say this is the first check that the guys would get, that those days are long gone, but they do get, they do pick up a check for playing this game, right?
Yeah, there's some incentivized deal, but most of it is the exposure and the opportunity to interview for the job market. It's nominal. It's not, six figures or anything like that.
D. Orlando Ledbetter joining Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning, February 1st, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, it's offseason right now. We're going to put you in charge of delivering the Atlanta Falcons' message. What do you want them focusing on, or you believe the fans want them to focus on this offseason, whether it's what they grab at the Senior Bowl, whether it's the Combine, or just in preparation for next year? What are some of the items that you think, man, they better be looking at this part of the team or this side of the ball?
Yeah, no doubt. Well, they got to look at the whole everything because they're just not good enough right now. They were the ninth seed, you got a 7-seed situation. So you got to climb up at least 2 seeds. So the quarterback deal is going to be, how you handle that is going to help dictate how the season goes. You got, 2 different scenarios that could happen. One is, you get to trade them. And you get something back and you cut your losses. The other one is you got to cut them, take your hits, and keep it moving. But the good thing, I was talking to one of the former scouts down there. He said, we haven't been tough enough on this new regime. It wasn't a big deal that they messed the money up on the contract. He said, you can always fix that. And I could tell you how they can do that part of it. But he said, you can't keep missing on the draft picks. So we're going to concentrate real heavily on how they move through this draft. You know, you got to hit. You can't be missing in the second round. You know, you can't be missing in the third. You know, they've got some big misses. Jalen Mayfield in the third. You know, Richard Grant in the second. Troy Anderson in the second. You know, those people haven't been able to help you. So that's going to be the key, is hitting on those top picks. And, you know, get better all the way around, from the coaches all the way down to the kicker. Got to get a kicker. So they got a whole lot to do this offseason. It's going to be, you know, once we get past the Super Bowl, we're going to drill in on it with 10 things the Falcons must do this offseason. And we could probably keep that list going to about 25 things they got to do this offseason.
With that, man, we're not that far off, D-Man. Barely. Come so. On.
We got to get better. If you look at Washington, they thought they were in the championship game. Mm-hmm. And what did the Eagles do? Dropped 55 on them. So, yeah, you far away from the Eagles.
Wow. This is Pro Bowl weekend. Do you watch what's going on in Orlando at all?
No. I got better things to do than watch people play flag football.
Do you? And here's my point. Here's my point this weekend.
Are you going to throw it at them? Go ahead.
Yes.
Okay. We only got a minute left. So.
Shouldn't we have a football game during this weekend? Shouldn't today be a football game? I'm not saying those guys, the players are not, I'm not saying the Pro Bowl players are not going to play. They're being honored. This is like Hall of Fame weekend. We honor the Hall of Famers. We have a Hall of Fame game, but the Hall of Famers don't play. Why can't we have a UFL exhibition game today?
That's my idea.
Okay.
I gave you that last week.
Why can't we have that today? Because basically it's the same guys you see play in the Hall of Fame game. You know, so why can't we have that game? Or D-Led, a college all-star game. Or
college. That's what we got.
I was going to say.
Okay. Or your top high school teams. Why can't we have Milton against
D-Led? Because ain't nobody going to pay for that. Because nobody in California don't know nothing about Milton. People in Illinois don't know nothing about them.
But that'd be the reward. I'm looking for a football game.
Okay, that's you.
Okay, on Saturday, have a football. The two top high school teams can play. There need to be some blocking and tackling today in Orlando. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, well, they could do something. We can move the Legacy Bowl into that slot. That's coming up out of Tulane, the HBCU All-Star game. That's coming up.
There you go.
Or okay. We could replay the we could redo the a Celebration Bowl and go South Carolina State, Jackson State again for a rematch.
The Jackson State has already been through the downtown with the trophy on the fire trucks, man. They had a parade down there in the rain. They had a parade in the rain, man. Jackson State, you know, hey, that's what they got going on.
Yeah, well, good luck with getting that game. But let D-Lib
get
some sleep.
We're going to talk top of the hour.
We're going to get into this. But the man, State, he just got
Jackson
home.
Jackson State's on the way to Vegas, too. But we'll get into that. I know you want to miss that trip, D-Lib.
Oh, well, I'm going to the Orange Blossom. We got the Bison and FAMU on Labor Day weekend.
We had a couple of big announcements about some HBCU classics, and we're going to get into them at the top of the hour. But, D-Led, we thank you for joining us, man.
As always.
Just back from Mobile. We appreciate you. And we may check in with you next week. I know you're going to be down at the Super Bowl doing a lot of work down in New Orleans in between some really good meals, because they have that down in New Orleans like that.
Hey. Yeah, no doubt, Sam. Well, thank you so much for having me, and I'll be ready for y'all next week if we need to get ready for the Super Bowl.
There you go.
Have y'all set.
Appreciate it. Yeah, we're going to book you for that. Thanks, D-Led. Enjoy your weekend.
Right. Okay, great, guys. Take care.
There you go. The Orlando Ledbetter.
Yeah, man.
Trying to get some candy from that man. People get arrested for that.
Excuse me, sir. Can you give me some candy?
No, I mean, you're saying he's down at the place. When you go to a place and a sponsor put their name, their product,
that's old.
The product
folks trying to stay in shape. We all trying to stay in shape, man.
This is the February.
Had a few while he was there. He ain't bringing them back. They melt in your pocket when you're driving back, too. All right, we're going to talk about this game that you had alluded to that you would like to see happen. Also going to talk a little NFL coming up next. It is Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and take us with you in the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9 The Game. .com. Take us with you in the Odyssey app. Mr. Crenshaw, you know what you're listening to?
It's Dean Martin.
I said what you're listening to, not who you're listening to, but you're right on that account.
Valari. They named the car after it.
Okay, that's what you're taking from that. All right, you're right. We missed the beginning part, though, where they speak Italian, and I always think this. But I don't know what that means.
Yeah, well, yeah.
But anyway, the point of it is, you are listening to the record and song of the year when this came out.
Okay.
And we do that on the heels of tomorrow, when the Grammy Award.
Yeah.
And the Grammys are tomorrow night.
We're going to be doing a lot of that tomorrow.
We're going to be doing, as I'm saying, this is a little tease for tomorrow. What else are we doing tomorrow? We're bringing in a feature, aren't we, for the first time?
Yes.
You see how I know what I'm doing over here.
Oh.
What is the feature we are starting tomorrow?
Is three cheers and three jeers.
Okay.
And we're going to do this. And the three of us, you and I and Noel, are going to, and it's over the week this time. I mean, we can do it for a particular event, but I think we're going to do it this week. We're going to do it for over the course of the week. Three cheers. And we want to invite our listeners to think of things that they, okay, three things that made you cheer this week. Three things that made you cheer that were good. Or three things that just got next to your last nerve.
Okay. And so it doesn't have to be six in total.
No,
just three.
So it can be one way or the other. Now, I got three both ways.
Well, you're the one who came up with this.
I got
so you
three
should.
Cheers and three cheers.
All right. Well, you're going to set the tone for this. This is yours. Right. I appreciate you coming up with this, and it's a good one.
No, I think it's good. And all three of us would do that. We want to invite people to join in with us. But the other thing that we want people to continue to think about this morning is, as Miguel Almirón has returned to Atlanta United, who else has started their professional career here in Atlanta, gone somewhere else, and then come back
and played?
And play.
Not coached.
Right? Okay. We'll be, like I said, you want to bring Bobby Cox in.
Well, I was a coach and went up to the offices and he came back down. We've seen this with Pop.
Okay.
Same thing with Pop. He went. Okay. He was on the bench and he went up to the offices and then came back down. But you want to do it with players. And so I was trying to think. Now, I haven't been following the Atlanta professional scene as long as you.
But since you've been here, you figure like.
Right.
You figure like the guys that won the World Series in 95, you figure they won a special place in the hearts of the fans, and if one of those guys wanted to come back.
Okay, this one that comes to mind right away.
Okay, the one was Glavine.
No. Well, that's one, but that's not the one that came, just like last year.
Okay.
Eduardo, who's the outfielder for the Braves, who left and then came back? Oh, it'll come to me. Everybody's screaming at the radio right now. But, I mean, he's gone again.
Okay.
But he left and came back.
He didn't start.
Ed Rosario. Rosario.
Yeah, he didn't start his career here. And that's what I'm thinking of somebody who, like, came here to start. And, well, if we want to make it somebody that played here, left and came back.
Yeah,
Well, with the Braves, you've had a number of guys in recent years that did that.
Okay.
In the outfield, right?
Well, we're giving.
So we've had some of that. But as far as, like, a guy like a Dusty Baker, right? He came up with the Braves organization. Once he left, he took off. He didn't come, Brett Favre. Once he took off, he's gone. You know what I mean? So
yeah, right.
We've had a lot of that in this town. Deion Sanders, once he gone. So, I mean, who has played here and contributed to the level? Well, even we won't make it a contribution to the level of Almirón because that's a championship.
Right.
And we ain't had much of that around here. But who played here that the fans really appreciated? I know there's some Falcons that I'm not. There got to be a couple, one or two Falcons who played here, went away, and came back.
404-726-0929. Those of you screaming at the radio, just pick up the phone and call us here. Noel will pick up the phone and say,
and then you can scream.
Tell them knuckleheads this. Oh, yeah, you can. She'll put you up. Well, no, she got to hit. Is the dump button working? Is it queued up? Okay.
Because so right now, the two people that are coming to mind right now who we're thinking Phil Negro and I'm thinking Charlie Morton.
Charlie left.
Yeah. So
he's gone. I'm just saying his name every 5 days.
I know.
I'm just going to miss that.
Yeah, we're worrying about that starting rotation right now. We're going to see how that works out as we head for camp.
Hey, Sam,
you know
what? Hawks are taking on Indiana today.
Yep.
And that pregame is at 4:30, tip at 5, and we have that game for you right, Chase.
Yeah, seven-game tailspin we in right now.
It's a free fall.
It is a free fall right now. And the news we got this week about Jalen Johnson just—
Not good.
Oh, man.
Let me ask you this, and this is not the NBA segment, because we were supposed to talk football, but since you brought it up, is there a conversation of any sort with Miami as they look to just, like, put Jimmy Butler on I-75 and get him out of town? And he's suspended again. Is that a conversation that you would like the Hawks to engage in, given the news you just broke down?
Yeah, I don't know. I think this team is going to be in a mode where they're going to unload some people. I think Bogey's probably going to be gone next week. I mean, I'm thinking, and I will get with Noel. We'll talk about it a little later.
But I'm just asking you, how you feel about Jimmy joining Trey? Let's put it that way. Jimmy Butler playing on his team, on Trey's team. How does that land with you?
I mean, doing his position, obviously, a guy who's accomplished what he's accomplished would be great here. But I think he's going to want to go somewhere where he figures he got a chance to win. I think a lot of people
see
him, a lot of people see him landing probably in Phoenix.
But Phoenix ain't giving up. That's a whole Bradley Beal thing, and Bradley Beal said, I'm not giving up my no trade clause. Yep. So that ain't going to happen in Phoenix. And they can't get him out of Miami quick enough. So if it's just a Band-Aid for this particular year, again, I ask, is this a conversation you as a fan of the Atlanta Hawks would like to hear that the team is engaging in, at least attempting? Because they still feel like they're middle of the pack in, you know, as far as those four or five, however, wherever you want to put them, six, as far as if the season ended right now, they would be there as far as the playoffs.
But would you feel he like get, that? My thing is, do you get with him what you losing with Jalen Johnson? Because with Johnson, you're talking about a guy that was averaging close to 20 points a game, 10 rebounds, and about 5 assists. That's a lot of versatility. I mean, who do you get to stick into that? And you got your rookie, but do you expect to get that from him consistently? I mean, his first game back this week, Cleveland scored 30 points. He's not going to do that every night.
Let me ask you. Okay.
So to me, that's what I'm seeking to replace, more so than somebody we think is going to sell some tickets and score some points. I'm looking for somebody.
Ain't just that, though. Yeah. I believe there's another component that plays here and is worth discussing, because there's an attitude and there's a type of player that's coming with Butler, especially during late season and playoff time. When that dude shows up, the toughness, the grit that he brings and he has shown is not ever present on this team right now. And that could be a plus. So it depends on what you want. Yeah, you're going to lose this, but you lose a mentality that has been there deep into the playoffs that might help this team. I don't know. I don't know where his head's at right now. I'm just asking if the conversation is something that you would hope to hear.
Yeah, it would be nice to hear that, but I just think he's going to demand something more as far as a team that's
Pat Riley's going to demand more.
Well, but that too.
Yeah.
But so you got to get a partner who's going to match up with that and feel like you. But you got to feel like your team is at a certain place, I think, to really go after him. And I don't know if our team is at that place.
Okay, hang on a second, because we got somebody who put the headphones on.
Okay.
And you know when that happens, she got something to say. Come on, Noel. Wait.
Hey, good morning.
There we go. That's what we want.
We got the money or the picks, Greg.
I know. I said I just wanted to see if there was a conversation. I'm not trying to get him here.
No, I'm just saying, like, you don't need to have the money or the picks to even have the conversation.
But we don't know what Pat Riley's asking. We don't know. He wants him out of town so bad.
But we know what Jimmy's asking. You don't have the money. You don't have the money.
I'm talking about long term. Long term. But if they want to just get him out, and there obviously is not, like I said, the situation in Phoenix where you're going to get Bradley Beal and you put a Band-Aid on this for a minute. But that's what I'm saying. And we wouldn't be having this conversation were it not for the injury that just happened with this team. But
right,
you don't even want to try to.
No, you're not wrong. But I've been hearing Brandon Ingram, not Jimmy Butler. I've been hearing that they may make a push for. Now, if I'm New Orleans, I don't want to play with Atlanta no more. No more. But they're saying make a push for. Because they just lost a player for the season also, if you hadn't heard.
Right, yeah.
DeJounte Murray is out. So,
wow.
Yeah. Oh. So I've been hearing to make a push for.
But did you expect them to make any noise?
No.
Yeah, okay, so.
I thought that was a bad trade when they made it. Yeah. Thank you for making it.
Yeah, really.
But I didn't see how that was going to work for them.
Did I hear that he was it Zion or somebody else? I think it was Zion has missed his 400th game since he'd been in the league.
Yeah, like him and Embiid have
might have been Embiid. Might have been Embiid.
Played.
Might have been Embiid.
I did see the Embiid numbers. Yeah. But I mean, he's got to be right there with him. If anybody's been as hurt as Embiid. Not counting, like, you know, the Ben Simmons and the Kawhi Leonard stuff. If anybody's been as hurt as Embiid, it's Zion.
You want to see that gold medal if you up in Philly from Embiid? You don't even want to see it. You don't even want him touting about it, right?
But it was best for the country. USA, USA.
Yeah. We were going to get that thing with or without Joel Embiid. That just made the whole want for Kawhi Leonard to be there, which he wasn't, and then Joel Embiid playing, it just made people want to walk into traffic who are fans of those two teams. Why y'all want to do this with this little trinket when you are supposed to be helping us and we're spending our money to come see you and you acting like you hurt and all that and you're not playing, but yet you find some time for this? That's just me. I don't know why I'm taking up their fight. I don't care one way or the other. By the way, we put football on the back burner, apparently, because, you know, you hit a nerve here with this. I have another thing, since we're having some fun here, And we will get to the NFL and what's going on. Well, actually, we got a few minutes. You want to knock this out right now as far as your thoughts on? Because you actually kind of lifted my idea that I mentioned to you last week. As far as if you want a football game this weekend at the Pro Bowl or whatever the Pro Bowls are doing. I said
the Pro
this
Bowl
you,
games.
Pro Bowl games. But if you want to do something, when you were adamant about, I want to see a game this weekend, and I immediately thought, this is what the NFL does. They find revenue streams. And I'm telling you, there should be a meeting between the NFL and The Rock about partnering up and putting that first UFL game at this Pro Bowl weekend. Much like the NASCAR does with the Daytona 500. They got their Super Bowl as the first race, right?
Right.
So you bring that first game, because these guys are nothing but the minor league anyway for the NFL.
That's true.
And college football is changing right now. You can't rely on them. So you have these guys get there and show out. And it benefits the league. You know, The Rock being the face of it, please. That'll sell in a minute. Him and Danny Garcia, those two get together and they make a merger with the NFL and say, listen, Pro Bowl weekend.
Don't merge with the NFL.
No, I mean,
it's already a partnership because this league has never been promoted as an opponent.
Right.
In opposition to the NFL.
Okay, so, merge, wrong word.
So there's already a partnership.
Use this opportunity to take the partnership to the next level. That's what you want to do as business partners, right? Well, you always want to try to find ways to grow it.
Right.
So you have that first game. It'd probably be three years down the road, but if they redo the schedule and the NFL doesn't have to have the crazy, you know, throwing competitions that they had the other night. And why they do it on Thursday night? What's going on?
You got that, and you got dodgeball.
It's a TV show.
Kickball or whatever,
that.
You know, whatever they're doing.
And they didn't want to put it up against the NBA, which has Saturday now. All right, so okay, do it a Friday night, whatever.
But I'm just saying, to me, there should be a football game, and like this game, basically, that season is going to start in several weeks.
Right.
So basically, play an exhibition for two of the teams to remind people that the season is on the way. This football season, the NFL season, is about to end. UFL season is about to begin, and here's a couple of teams that are going to play.
Well, I don't even think it should be an exhibition. I think it should be an actual game, preseason game.
A preseason game to remind people.
Knock that out, but I'm telling you, you get The Rock behind this with the NFL, it's a win-win.
Yep.
And we'll
have some blocking and tackling at a week.
That'll mean something.
That's at a week that honors blocking and tackling. Not to knock the flag football now, because there's going to be flag football at a lot of different levels down there. I mean, you got some high school teams. They're like some national high school teams. You got a couple of girls from the Southeast Bullock team that's representing Georgia that will be playing there. So that's happening at different levels. And obviously, we're keeping an eye on that because the next Olympics, we will have flag football.
Right.
So that's happening, okay? But you're honoring people for blocking and tackling. So why not have some blocking and tackling while you're there? That's all I'm saying.
All right.
Yeah.
See what happens. Somebody will make a call. I did a movie with him. Maybe I'll get him on the phone.
Hey, do that. You got photos of you and the guy and all kind of stuff. Hey.
Coming up this 8 o'clock hour, Terrell Thomas, these Urban Times, are going to continue the basketball talk with him. And, we got to listen to him talk about them Eagles. Between today with Terrell, tomorrow with Gil, it's just going to be an interesting listen. And Jason Longshore will be joining us in the 9 o'clock hour.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That is all coming up. It is Sam and Greg on this first day of February. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Saturday morning. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.